FM 90.3 WJTL. It's a throwback Thursday here at WJTL. This hour, our time capsule, going back to 2012, featuring Mercy Me, The Hurt and the Healer, Britt and Nicole's All This Time, and Matthew West. Forgiveness. Good morning. It's 7:22.
Beautiful start to the day. Looks like it's going to be that way all day long. Sunny skies, high 80 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 59. Tomorrow, looking partly sunny, a high of 80 degrees as well. Over the weekend, cooling down for us. Mostly sunny skies on Saturday. A chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high of 74. Sunday, sunny skies with a high of 72. Right now in Lancaster, 50 degrees. In Hammersburg, 52.
Our very special guest, Shannon Medich, with us. She's the Partnership Development Specialist for Friends in Action International. Good morning again, Shannon.
Good morning.
It's always a delight to have you here. Tell us about Friends in Action.
It's always a joy to be here. Yeah, like I said, we're a nonprofit, and we're working to help missionaries go further, stay longer, and reach more people. We do that with practical service. In addition to building things and constructing things, we also purchase and ship supplies. We've done like over 11,000 square feet of volume last year, like to, wow, I think, over 65 countries. And that's a really important thing when you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
It's really hard to get the things just for survival. And we're talking like in the areas of the highest mountains, the deepest valleys, the densest jungles, the driest deserts. That's where we are. We are off the grid places. So we also host volunteer teams. So we've done more than a dozen travel teams this year. More than 100 people have come.
Wow.
And put in over 10,000 man hours.
Wow. Amazing. What kind of places, where have they gone?
Yeah, so we're probably, there's at least a dozen projects always going on, and at least five countries, a lot of more than that. But we're in Africa drilling wells. We're in Bolivia working alongside national pastors there to reach people, villages along the Amazon River Basin. Nicaragua doing community development projects amongst the Rama Key people, who are one of the last, I think there's only six indigenous tribes left, and they're one of those.
Wow.
We're in Vanuatu doing some water projects, and that's going to be, I can talk more about that at the banquet, and Papua New Guinea, like I had mentioned.
And the banquets are coming up. You have two of them coming up in October. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so we've got, again, one is Friday night, the 25th of October at Lebanon Valley Bible Church at 6 p.m., and one is Saturday, October 26th at 5 p.m. at the Sheraton Harrisburg Hershey Hotel. They're going to be identical, and we are super excited. Our keynote speaker is coming all the way from Vanuatu, and I don't know how many of your listeners know where that's at, because I never even heard of it until,
right,
I got this job.
So right.
It's way out in a dinky South Pacific and kind of like the burning ring of fire out there, one of those little volcanic places. The people from there call themselves Nevan people. They were cannibals until the 1980s, which is,
wow,
crazy.
That is crazy.
Yes. Like, and you look at like National Geographic pictures and you see people still wearing loincloths, and there are still tribes that are like that, and they, right, run under a tribal system. Not all of them, some of them, and they still are held under the power of the witch doctor there.
Amazing.
So they are also, having said all that, though, they are known as the friendliest people on earth. So our partners in Vanuatu, we partner with a man, a national man named Pastor Gabi, who has a heart to reach his people. And he has said in the past, hey, Friends in Action, would you come build a road for us? This road will connect like villages to a Bible school, like the only Bible school in the area, and to a clinic. And we went out, surveyed, we prayed, and we're like, you know what? This isn't a lie. This aligns with what our heart is to do. And he goes, if you build this road, I can access more tribes. So 2011, our throwback Thursday, 2011, we built that road. And during the, when we're building, again, we're partnering. It's all about partnership and building relationship. So we get our big equipment in there. We get all these volunteers who have this know-how to how to do it. And Pastor Gabi is standing next to as we build that road. And all, of course, all the villagers are like, what is going on? This is a pretty big deal to see.
Sure.
And as they're watching and as we're teaching them how to do or rent our equipment and be part of this with us, Pastor Gabi is saying, hey, you want to know where what the most important road is? There's one pathway to get to God. There is one way to get to God, and that's through Jesus Christ.
Wow.
He is the road that you need to know. And at the end of that project, 274 people came to know Jesus.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah. So there's another example of what we do. And you're going to hear stories like that at the banquet. Levi Pittman, who is the field leader in Vanuatu right now, is going to be the keynote speaker. And our theme this year is how God is uniting the nations and the generations through FIA. So you're going to hear a lot of stories about how there are, we have this guy, Randy Schneiders, who has run a construction business his whole life. He's a board member of ars now. And he goes to Vanuatu, who's kind of like the project manager. And he brings all of this know-how, all of this resource for all the times that he has, all these years that he's done this. And he partners with Levi, who's kind of in his mid, you know, in his mid-30s. He's like a young buck. He's got the Bible school know-how. And then you're going to hear from a young traveler, Nate Sensenig or Camden. And these young kids, they're 20-somethings, right? They're straight out of college. Maybe they're 19. Maybe didn't even get to college yet. And they've gone on their first mission trip. And they bring their brawn and their youth and their excitement. And it's a beautiful thing to see the Lord take all of all these people at all these different stages of life and be part of the Great Commission.
Yeah. Friends in Action International has two opportunities for you to hear more. Friday, October 25th at Lebanon Valley Bible Church. Saturday, October 27th at Sheraton Harrisburg Hershey Hotel. Tickets are available online, right?
Yes, online, FIAINTL/banquet, or you can call our office, 717-546-0208. And you can talk to Betty, our lovely receptionist, and she can give you more details and get you hooked up.
Check it out online, FIAINTL.org. Shannon, thank you for being with us this morning.
Such a pleasure. Thank you.
We loved having you. Our Throwback Thursday continues. Going back to 2012, this is Matt Redman, 10,000 Reasons on WJTL.